drinking is never a good idea. We've all done it, and we've all regretted it. The drunken texts you forgot you sent. Prospectors collected them in Texticated on Rock 107.
From area code 910, Wilmington, North Carolina. Wow, my bar tab was $80, and it was dollar beer night. From the 303, Denver, Colorado, I have to decide between a hot young blonde or a brunette with a trust fund. And from St. Louis, Missouri, area code 314, on a scale of 1 to Chris Brown, how angry are you?
You hit send, and we hit the floor laughing. Intoxicated on Rock 107.
Bellevue, Illinois, area code 618. I accidentally sent my poo smells like vodka to 27 people in my phone book. Albuquerque, New Mexico, area code 505. Thank you for holding my beer while the police let me ride their horse. And from the 928, Flagstaff, Arizona, maybe we should try to turn it down a notch. The neighbors changed the name of their Wi-Fi network to I Can Hear You Guys Doing It.
Proof that booze and cell phones don't mix. Intoxicated on Rock 107.
Clarksville, Tennessee, area code 931. My grandma just put on her bowling shoes to play Wii Bowling. Area code 908, Elizabeth, New Jersey. I'm eating my dinosaur chicken nuggets in the order they would die in the food chain. And from Oceanside, California, area code 760. Too tired to do the dishes, so I made mac and cheese in a teapot. There's still some left if you want it.
Hey, we found them in your telephone. Intoxicated on Rock 107. Breaking the news that's already broken. It's time for Prospector's Briefs on Rock 107.
A new high-speed rail service will connect Los Angeles with Las Vegas. High-speed rail is also the most popular way to do cocaine in Vegas. Foreigner will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame more than 20 years after they first became eligible. Guess the Hall didn't think admitting Foreigner was very urgent. Andy Reid signed a contract extension. It makes him the highest-paid coach in the NFL and the highest-paid walrus in the world.
Prospector ruins everything. Even the news. Tune in Monday for Prospector's Briefs on Rock 107.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Well, I did it. I voted. I kind of wish I voted early. Then I could have driven by the polling place and laughed at all the people. I finally got in and voted. I saw like 3 dozen donuts behind the poll workers, but no one offered me any. Hey, maybe offer the voters a drink and a donut. Hey, wait, I didn't get a sticker either. Everybody in front of me got an I voted sticker. How's anyone going to know if I voted if I don't have a sticker to post on Instagram? Damn it. Now I have to go back in and get a sticker.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
And if you think, well, there goes Rock 107's prospector again. He's a misogynistic yambag. What's the matter with him? Hold on. I'll make fun of the men after the break. Good morning. I'm Rock 107's prospector. Just before the commercials, we spent a minute in a woman's head. Now it's time for the male's perspective about voting in the primary, but a man's attention span is much shorter.
And now it's time for another episode of A Few Seconds Inside a Man's Head.
Well, the primary's over. Good. Just getting sick of seeing all those TV ads. Which I'm sure will be back on next week to get ready for November's election. And all the signs all over. Can we take the signs down yet?
And that was another episode of A Few Seconds Inside a Man's Head.
Longing for the day when he can just reset himself back to factory settings. Prospector on Rock 107.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Rock 107. 31 minutes after 6 o'clock, day after Election Day. Good morning. I'm Rock 107's Prospector. You didn't sing cool songs like this in elementary school, right? I don't know about you, but I remember singing like a lot of old songs and then maybe a song from a Disney movie in like the 50s or something from South Pacific or something. Well, for me, I mouthed the words. I never really sang them. But maybe if we had a cool music teacher, we'd get Yesterday by the Beatles or something like that. But the Chargers of Carbondale Elementary, yeah, they rock up there at Carbondale Elementary School. Mrs. Mikowski Price's fifth grade class specifically rocks. Now, they're doing PSSA testing at schools all over the state this week. After day two of testing yesterday, the tests were over. They celebrated by relaxing and practicing a song from their upcoming spring concert. Pretty darn cool. Check it out.
Hold on to what we've got. It doesn't make a difference if we make it or not. We've got each other.
These fifth graders are like 10, 9, 11 years old, rocking Bon Jovi in school. I love it. I had teachers yelling at me for playing Bon Jovi down the hallway in high school. These kids, they're busting it out, man. Yeah. So congratulations. I hope that school concert goes wonderfully. Mrs. Mikowski and the Mrs. Mikowski Price, her fifth graders are killing it, baby. And depending on John's recovery from vocal surgery, those Carbondale kids may be the closest to the real thing you're going to get. Not everybody's day goes according to plan. A lot of people, when their day falls apart, go online and share what's happened. I share their stories with you. Epic Fails on Rock 107.
Have you heard about the lonesome loser? He's a loser, but he still keeps on trying.
I went to go meet my new upstairs neighbor, only to find out nobody actually moved in. The noises I've been hearing have been coming from rats. Lots and lots of rats. Hello, neighbors.
Loser.
My daughter actually asked me who Martin Luther King Jr. was. This girl, this African-American daughter of mine with full access to the internet and a college education, doesn't know who one of the most important black men in history is. I need to lie down.
You're a loser. A lazy, obnoxious loser.
After being unable to convince my crush her boyfriend is cheating on her, I showed her footage of him kissing another woman. Turns out, not only is he not cheating, but they are in a throuple with that woman.
You are one pathetic loser.
Their lack of success makes us feel better about our lives. Epic Fails on Rock 107. I found out that my best friend won a $1,000 photography contest using a photo I took.
What a loser!
My boyfriend proposed with the perfect ring, restaurant, flowers, and champagne. He's never been this well prepared for anything, so he admitted that my mother planned the whole thing and forced him to propose even though neither of us wants to get married. She even bought the ring.
The who? The her.
I was fixing something for a guy at a steel manufacturing company. His employees told me that their boss can't hear properly, so I'd have to be loud when speaking to him. When I finished, he'd ask me if I normally talked like that or if there was something wrong with me.
You're a loser!
Their defeat is our victory. Epic Fails on Rock 107. I slept in my parents' room because there was a mouse in mine. My father speaks English as a second language and is telling everyone we're sleeping with each other. Thankfully, I'm old enough for it to just sound gross and not illegal.
I'm a loser. I'm a loser.
It seems that I've gained so much weight that even my iPhone can't recognize my fat face.
You're already a loser.
After nearly 2 years, my now ex-girlfriend decided she was ready to have sex. Specifically, sex with my dad. My own worst enemy. Lit Rock 107. Good morning, I'm Prospector. Maybe you're your own worst enemy when it comes to keeping things. You lose stuff a lot. What's the most pricey thing you ever lost? The most expensive thing? Or the weirdest way you lost something? Those are the things I'm talking about this morning. And we're checking in with Haley from Wilkes-Barre on the Rock Lines. Tell me the story. You lost something expensive. You lost something in a weird way. Maybe both.
So we were scuba diving, and this lady came up after the scuba dive on the boat and was like, I've lost my teeth. My dentures are gone.
Wow.
So the dive masters, everybody starts searching around. They're looking in the sand. all this stuff, and eventually they're like, I'm sorry, they're gone, and this lady's on vacation.
Right, how many dentists do you know, like, in the Caribbean?
I was like, oh, man, that poor woman lost her teeth. She was a little bit larger chested, and they had actually fallen into her swimsuit and found them in the girl.
That's perfect. It looks she got it back, right? Mike, check it in on Facebook.com/angryprospector. I lost my wedding ring. Throwing the ball for the dog. My buddy came down with his metal detector. No luck. My wife made me buy a new one. And then, of course, I found it in a completely different area when we were searching, from where we were searching. And in case you're wondering, I was not able to return the second ring. And that's good because, you know, I lost the second one again. Maggie on the Rock Lines, checking in from Hazleton. I want to know about that thing you lost, or, you know, the most expensive thing you lost.
It was my great-great-grandmother's wedding ring that was handed down to me, and I was working at an office, and we were doing, like, a purge shred day, and we were breaking down boxes and throwing them in the dumpster, and at some point, I lost my ring.
Oh, no.
Retraced my steps. I looked everywhere, turned the office upside down, and couldn't find it. I went home. I was crying. I was so upset. My husband had given it to me.
Yeah.
Or presented it. He had had it resized and re-banded. And so we went back later that night, took out a flashlight, and we were, you know, looking all around the outside of the office building, and he actually got in the dumpster, nothing, getting ready to leave, and his flashlight catches a glimpse, like a little glimmer, and I walked over, and there it was. It was laying on the ground on the side of the dumpster.
Wow, that's amazing, man. Sheila says, I lost my Stevie Nicks swing coat, black denim lace, velvet, black sequins on the shoulders. One day it's missing. Like, how does your favorite coat go missing? Did I wear it somewhere and forget to wear it home? Open mic, Karen from Warrior Run, tell me the thing you lost.
Good morning, Prospector. Two expensive things I lost was two golden bracelets that were ankle bracelets sitting in my dolphin jewelry dish on top of the toilet, half asleep. It was dark, and I didn't realize that the dish fell into the toilet, and I flushed the toilet.
Yeah, I've learned the hard way. Don't keep expensive stuff anywhere near the toilet. Steve says, I lost my Pee Wee Herman pull string doll. Thought it was a good idea to toss it under the floor when my dad was building a new shed. Dad refused to rip up the floor that he just put in. 10 years later, I got the head back.
Life's pretty tough right now. There's plenty of bad news, but it's not all bad. It's time for the brighter side of Prospector on Rock 107.
Horizontally recycled diapers are now a thing. That means old diapers get turned into new diapers that you can use again. They separate the materials, they sterilize them, and then, boom, you got a new diaper. Obviously, that's a little bit better for the environment. A company in Japan just became the first one in the world to start doing it. Their new recycled diapers hit stores in Japan this past Saturday.
Thanks. We needed that. The brighter side of Prospector on Rock 107. Ladies and gentlemen, grab the kids, call your neighbors, and gather around the radio. It's time for Prospector's Yam Bag of the Day. On Rock 107, we uncover the most baffling, ridiculous, pathetic, cockeyed, laughable, preposterous blunders in the world of misdeeds. Nominee number one.
All right, there's a huge mistake here, and that is you got to put sunglasses on the guy. Has to be done. A woman in Brazil is facing serious charges because she wheeled a very dead uncle into a bank Weekend at Bernie style. She tried to take out a $3,400 loan in his name, and a bank teller got it on video. Clearly, the man was deceased, but the niece kept talking to him like he was alive, tried to get him to sign the paperwork and all that. She had to hold his head up the entire time. The teller said the skin tone looked off and the guy was oddly quiet, but the woman claimed he's just like that and doesn't say much. Employees called the cops. They showed up and arrested her. The man was identified as a 68-year-old person who apparently died several hours earlier. It's not even clear if they're actually related. Cops are still looking into it, but she could face charges for fraud, embezzlement, and abuse of corpse, or all of the above.
Nominee number two.
Aaron Rodgers, yeah, he's been known to dabble in conspiracy theories here and there. Apparently, some of his fans also believe some pretty wild stuff. A woman in Ohio was robbed by a person claiming to be the actual Aaron Rodgers online. They met on a messaging app. She and Aaron talked. talked for a couple of months. And she was confident it was him because the profile pic had a photo of Aaron Rodgers wearing a Green Bay Packers hat. He's with the Jets now, but that doesn't matter. And quote, he talked about himself personally, whatever that entails. So she was sure this was legit. She gave him her driver's license info, social security number, bank account details. Now, if you're wondering, why would Aaron need this from a random woman in Ohio, her bank account and the like? He'd say things like, I'll send you $10,000 to help you move out of your apartment, but first, you need to send $800 to my lawyer's wife. What? Cops are investigating. It's unclear if they're making any headway. She's been told to block Aaron on social media, freeze all her accounts, change her passwords, monitor her credit, because it's unclear how much she's lost in total to this whole thing.
And the winner is...
the woman who tried to get a fraudulent loan, Weekend at Bernie style. You are the Yam Bag of the Day. And we'll move on to Friday's Yam Bag of the Week competition. Keep it here for all the nominees for Prospector's Yam Bag of the Day, weekday mornings on Rock 107.
Thanks for listening to Prospector's Prime Cuts podcast. Be sure to catch us live weekdays from 5:30 to 10 a.m. on Rock 107 or online at rock107.com or the Rock 107 app, a free download for your Android or iPhone. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, or wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss Prospector's Prime Cuts.